Eddie?
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Michael.
We are still waiting on Christopher. It's only 5:01, but I shot him a reminder email at 5:00.
Oh, okay.
And two confirmations from him. So unlike Rick, I know for sure he's aware. You get a chance to look at that those image files?
Yeah, just from the phone though. In fact, that's why I thought it was gonna be late. I'm sitting there trying to get my computer together right now.
That's another thing that occurred to me to tell you. Here we go.
Christopher Welly.
Hello, Mr. Welly.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, sir. We have Eddie on the line. Eddie, this is Christopher. Christopher, this is Eddie.
Hey, Christopher,
Eddie,
how are
you
today?
Good.
Where are you from, Christopher? You go Chris or Christopher?
I'm in either or, actually, answer by anything, pretty much. You know, big guy.
Which one do you prefer?
It doesn't matter. Chris or Christopher is fine with me. Whatever's comfortable with you.
Okay. I normally shorten things, so. Hold on here. I'll pull up your resume. So where are you from? Are we at right now?
I'm in San Jose, California.
Oh, okay. Okay, why don't we start by this? Why don't you take a couple of minutes and kind of tell us a little bit about what it is that you've done in the past, what types of projects you've worked on, and what's pretty much been your forte inside IT?
I've been in IT for over 17 years. Worked on everything from Novell, Windows, Microsoft, Macintosh, digital fax. Done everything from school districts, nonprofit organizations, large corporations, small to medium-sized businesses, anything from mom-and-pop shops, office, 1, 2, 3 people, all the way up to enterprise-level companies such as Northern Telecom, IBM, Xerox, contracting through EDS. Done also outsourcing contracting through All Bases Covered, which is now called All Covered, you name it, Solutions, several other small little businesses, as well as having my own.
Hey, Chris. Hey, you're a little muffled. Okay. Michael, is he muffled to you, or is it just my phone?
There's a mic muffled to it.
Can you hear that?
Sorry.
How's this?
That sounds better.
Yeah, much better. Okay. I didn't know if it was just my phone or not. So what have you done more of? If you had to nail down your primary experience or your primary expertise, filled it within IT, what have you done mostly?
In IT wise, I'm pretty much jack of all trades. People hire me to come into an office or an IT environment and either gain control of it or take on a project that their local people can't handle. I've done a lot of my forte is mostly in small businesses. Anything from 10 to 200 users, managing and building and configuring the whole thing, and filling in wherever is needed. Doing desktop support, which everybody has to do at some point in time, server administration,
yeah.
Server enterprise architecture, load balancing, redundancy, everything that goes along with that, web services,
okay.
IIS, some LAMP, not as much as I'd like to. Basic networking configuration running, VLANs in, that type of thing. So my experience is very wide. It's not very deep. I have not specialized or taken specialty in anything.
Oh, you don't? Okay. So if you had to pick one of those areas of specialty, though, what would you say that you know probably the most about?
Um, it's kind of difficult to say. I mean, the best thing I could, I could just you throw me in anywhere is, I guess, just Microsoft Office, or not Microsoft, but just Microsoft environment, server, desktop, everything from top to bottom on that, in that environment.
I'm sorry, I only heard part of you muffled again. You said server and desktop?
Server, desktop, yes, networking. It's small business IT infrastructure. I mean, there's no real specialty that I've taken on. So I can actually, you throw me in, and I can take care of a whole Microsoft environment.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, we're going to ask a couple questions then. And I try to sum some of these things up to say this is not necessarily an interview as much as it is more of an assessment to try to figure out where you sit and whether or not you'd be a good fit on the project that we're looking for. Because everyone has areas of specialty. Everyone has areas of, likes and dislikes. So and some of the questions I ask may have little to nothing to do with the project that we're doing. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, then I'm going to tell you a little bit about the project, and then see if you've got any questions for us as well. So just really quick, tell me, what is DNS?
DNS, services. Do you want a technical answer, or do you want something that I tell the regular user?
How about both real quick?
The main name services is a table at the server, a server or service that will maintain and capture, which connects IPs to the actual name of a device itself. So you can actually route and connect to devices by name as opposed to just IP address. Regular users, I tell them it's just the large yellow pages.
It's just large yellow pages, you said?
Yeah, I want to look up the server name SpongeBob. So the naming service actually has that information that goes along with that to the actual IP address of the in the system. So I wouldn't have to actually dial in the actual number. I just type in SpongeBob and just
Fair enough.
That route.
And I tell you, you got muffled again halfway through that. Do you hear the same thing, or is it just my phone? I want to make sure.
There is from time to time an aspect to muffle there, Christopher, and then as soon as it's mentioned, you clarify it. So whatever you're doing brings you in clear, and then a few minutes later, it seems to fade out again. It may have something to do with the line. That may be coincidence, but I do hear it on my end as well. I don't know if we sound muffled to you.
Yeah, do we?
Yeah, you do sound muffled to me, but that's usually my experience. It's the conference call solution system that goes along with that. But I will try my best to speak clearly into the microphone here.
All right, no problem. All right, that was a good definition of DNS. Dive a little bit deeper into it. Can you tell me what a zone is inside DNS?
Can't do it off the top of my head.
Okay.
I can't think of it off the top of my head, sorry.
That's fine. And again, keep in mind that this is more of an assessment and not – this isn't really a right or wrong thing. It's more of an assessment to see where you might best fit.
This is the second time you stated that, and it's kind of okay, I understand what you're saying, but it's – go ahead. Keep on going with the questions.
All right, so that's the DNS zone. Okay, how about an A record? What is an A record?
An A record is actually a record that points directly from a domain name to an actual IP address or the actual sub portion of the domain name that's inside the record itself. So if you did www.yahoo.com, www would be the A record to whatever IP address that goes along with it.
Okay, and let me get a little bit more granular on that. Just to make – you sound like you're in the right ballpark, but I just want to make sure. If you're within a user's land, where would you use an A record for, and what would it be used for?
In a user's land? What do you mean by a user's land?
LAN, local area network. So if you're basically, if you're sitting inside an office, what would you use outside of Yahoo, not the Internet? What would you use an A record for?
Well, similar thing. You'd actually, it's not just .com. Anything could be a subdomain of a domain itself. Typically, in a LAN environment, you'd actually have the actual server name that goes along with that A record itself. So, server A or 1 would have an A record in the DNS that pointed to its IP address that it uses, or it's accessible on the internet, on that network.
Okay, good. I wanted to clarify because it sounds like you're going down another track. Absolutely. So an A record. Well, actually, here's a good answer to it, and it's the next question I guess I could ask, which is, what is another name for an A record?
I have no idea where you're going with that.
Okay, host. It's a host name. So inside DNS, you get an A record or a host record. They're commonly referred to be the same thing. So that is the host portion of it. So when you get your FQDN, your fully qualified domain name, you've got your host record plus your domain name. The two of those together equals your FQDN or your fully qualified domain name. So the server name portion of it without the domain name is actually the A record or the host record. Depending upon what you're looking for, they're exactly the same thing. The technical DNS name is an A record. The commonly referred to name is a host record. And I'll ask another record question while we're on this then, because it sounds at least like you're pretty good on DNS, or at least decent with it. So how about what is a PTR record?
A pointer record?
Yep,
I don't know the technical information that goes along with that.
Okay, good. Fair enough. And I'll give it to you really quick. It's exactly the opposite of an A record. A host record resolves a host name to an IP address. A pointer record takes an IP address and resolves it to a host name. It's exactly the opposite, which is exactly why it's put in what they call a reverse zone inside DNS. So good. All right, we'll switch gears really quick and go to another. how about WINS? What is WINS?
WINS is a similar thing that Microsoft created for themselves without having to do a DNS server itself. A WINS server will actually capture similar items on a local Windows network. That's the best thing I can suggest right now.
Okay, close enough. So it is Windows implementation of DNS before Windows recognized it. It uses NetBIOS names versus host names. NetBIOS is a protocol that exists inside the network. It's got a 16-character limit, the last of which is hidden, so up to 15 characters that it can have. It broadcasts. It has four modes in it. It can be broadcast hybrid. Hybrid is the most common that you're going to use in. So that's really how you resolve a host net or a NetBIOS name on any given network. I don't want to say unsupported anymore, but it's non-recommended. It's normally and traditionally kept around today for legacy-type applications. Let's switch gears again. Let's see, getting off the name record stuff. Tell me about Active Directory. What is that?
Active Directory is similar to domain authentication with Microsoft itself, similar to LDAP in the Linux and Unix environments, similar to NDS, domain services in Novell. Being able to actually authenticate, use a single point or several points or services that have Active Directory database information, you can actually authenticate multiple devices, services, websites, everything that goes along with it to a single location.
Okay, I'll take that. Now, inside Active Directory, there's different components of Active Directory. Name two. Anything. I mean, it's a wide open field there.
Yeah. You're talking about like an OU or, and kind of these open questions that are getting a little kind of frustrating here asking these. I don't know what you're looking for here.
Anything, just any two components of Active Directory.
Organizational unit and I don't know what answers you're looking for. So you know what? Actually, I'm thinking here from the conversation you're asking and the several questions I'm getting and the multiple times you've stated some things. I really don't think that I'm a good fit for you guys right now. I'm just going to save us both all of this time right now and end the conversation the call. So you know, I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right, Chris. Bye-bye. Wow.